Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, part of World War One on the BBC.
The 15th of October, 1915. Miss Isabel Graham.
Loaded! Five stretchers, six stickers! Go! Go!
Brake off, clutch out. Gear, accelerator.
Roof one more.
Graham, move! Get hold of the corner!
Yes, sir! I hope you're well enough to ride up here. I don't want to turn around to find blood leaking through your tunic.
Please look at the road rather than me.
You call this dirt track a road? Oops. Sorry. That was me. Or rather me driving over a big stone or something. Are you all right?
Yes.
Not long after I first started driving, I went over a dead seagull in the road. It gave me quite a start. But now, when I go over a rock or a boulder, I'm reminded of that dead seagull. And somehow, it doesn't seem as frightening.
Sometimes I think we're stone things.
Yes, me too. The first time to prepare us for the second. So we're somehow better able to cope. It's the silence that frightens me. The moment when I open the back of my ambulance and I'm met with fixed, empty, glassy-eyed stares and the realization that the journey, surviving the rocks, the shells, the corners in the darkness, was all for nothing.
Nothing is for nothing, Isabel.
How do you know my name? Where am I?
Your bedroom, miss.
Who are you?
Esme.
Oh, Esme. Yes.
I've brought you some breakfast, Miss Isabel.
Oh, it's all right. I'm not hungry. I'm fine.
Begging your pardon, Miss Isabel, but you look like someone's thrown a whole heap of bones inside a wet paper bag.
Oh, I'm sorry, Esme. You must think me an awful funk.
I don't think you're anything, miss. Except awfully brave.
Good morning, darling. I just thought I'd come and see how you're feeling this morning. Oh, you haven't made a start on your breakfast.
No.
That's my fault, ma'am. I kept her talking. If that's all, I'll be going.
Wait a moment, please, Esme.
Ma'am?
Isabel, just a couple of mouthfuls, please, before it goes cold, for me.
If it's for you, then how can I refuse?
That's the spirit. Esme, I need to apologise to you.
Oh, no, ma'am. You were right to shout at me when I dropped that Turin.
Turin. Turin is a place in Italy.
Is it? I thought that's what Jesus' body was in.
He was put in a shroud, not China.
I thought you said it was in Italy. Well, either way, ma'am, I'm sorry.
I think we must be at cross purposes. It was nothing to do with the Turin. I want to apologise. I'm sorry, this is a bit delicate. But I want to say how sorry I am for what you had to put up with at the hands of one of our guests.
I beg your pardon, ma'am?
Toby Speedwell. I had no idea he'd made your life a misery in the way he had.
Well, no. But why would you?
If anything like that happens again, you're to come to me straight away and I will take care of it. I've also arranged for you to have a lock on your bedroom door.
How did you find out, ma'am? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, you have my sister Adeline to thank for that.
Oh.
Esme, I truly am sorry.
It weren't your fault, ma'am.
No, but if you hadn't felt afraid to tell me about it, then he wouldn't have been able to carry on doing it. So, in a way, it is.
What are you two jabbering about?
Isabel, darling. Manners, we don't speak with our mouths full.
Manners.
Esme, perhaps you'd run a bath for Miss Isabel.
Yes, ma'am. It's good to see you home, Miss Isabel.
Thank you, Esme.
Oh, let me look at you. Oh, your hair. Your hair!
I just knew you were going to say that.
Oh, well, don't expect a prize. It isn't called a woman's crowning glory for nothing. What on earth got into you? Why did you cut it all off?
The lice and fleas that were breeding in it.
Oh!
Mother,
oh.
There's no need to take on so. It's not a limb. It's not lost forever. It'll grow back.
Well, that's as maybe, but at the very first opportunity. We will go into town, even up to London. Why not? When you're well enough, and buy you some new hats.
That's very kind, but I don't...
I know. We've got to build you up first. Oh, Isabel, there's nothing of you.
Why don't you tell me about what's been happening since I've been away?
Oh, it's been non-stop. The Social Purity League, the Comforts Club, the Food Committee at the Bevan. That's a new...
Has Dorothea had the baby?
Yes, a boy.
What have they called him?
Sadly, he passed away.
Oh, I am sorry. I must go and see them.
Well, Rafe is in France.
He signed up?
As a chaplain, some rather ad hoc arrangement with the YMCA.
When was this?
Matter of days after the baby was born. Convinced it was God's calling.
What people do in the name of God has become increasingly unfathomable to me.
Well, yes, it was all rather bizarre.
I should go and see her. Dorothea.
All in good time. All in good time. You must get your strength up first.
Dorothea! Dorothea! Dorothea, it's me, Isabel. It's the hair. Lack of it. No wonder you didn't recognize me.
I did.
People say I look like a boy.
Do they?
I was on my way to visit you.
Were you?
Yes. I wanted to pay you a visit to say how sorry I was about the baby. I am very sorry.
About
everything.
I'm so glad, then, to have been able to save you the trouble.
Of what?
Of paying me a visit.
Oh, it's no trouble.
No.
How are you?
Me?
Yes.
How am I?
I'm sorry, that was a very silly question. I know I can be a bit of a chump. I'm only trying to stop.
I'm beyond needing the consolation of human understanding.
I know exactly what you mean.
I doubt that very much.
I do. I too believe that sometimes other people aren't enough. In fact, I think I've had help from, I don't know where, somewhere inexplicable anyway.
I don't want to know.
Please. It might help. One night there was a terrible bombardment in Flanders. This soldier was in the passenger seat, got in the last minute just before I set off. All of a sudden, there was this bright flash. Next thing I know, the ambulance is on his side and he's pulling me out. I must have collapsed again because when I came to, I asked after him to thank him. I was told that there had been no soldier.
Are you sure he wasn't married and simply didn't want to be caught with you?
Yes, I am sure. I was telling you to show that I know that sometimes consolation comes in forms we don't understand. In our darkest hour, an invisible hand can...
And I don't want you to tell me anything. Leave me alone. Just go away.
All I'm saying is that there are more things in heaven and...
How dare you? How dare you stand there and quote the Bible at me?
Actually, it's Shakespeare.
Of course. Of course it is. The nice, white, well-brought-up English Rose would not only know that, but would also have an overwhelming desire to shove it in her inferior face.
Dorothea, I wasn't in
front of... No, you don't have to.
There's no need... For that.
Get out of my sight.
There. You can slap the other cheek as well if it makes you feel better.
Nothing you can ever do or say will ever make me feel better.
Isabel!
Oh. Look, here comes another one of your guardian angels.
Isabel, are you all right?
As I'll ever be, I suppose.
Was that Mrs. Wynne?
Yes.
Why on earth did she slap you?
It's a long story.
Oh. Come on.
Where?
I think you need cheering up.
Oh, you're so right, Johnny. I do.
This is quite a feast.
Yes.
Is something wrong?
No.
I was just wondering what you were doing. You've been holding that scone up to the light for about 5 minutes.
Sorry, I was just thinking about it.
You don't have to just look at it longingly. You are allowed to eat it, you know.
I wasn't longing to eat it.
What then?
I don't think I can explain it.
Try.
You're right in that it is about longing, but not in the sense you mean. I long for the comfort I used to find in the ordinariness of things. I long to feel the pleasure I used to get from things like warm scones, blue skies and gold autumn leaves. But I think it's gone now, and I don't think I can ever get it back.
This beastly war.
Yes, this beastly war. Except it hasn't robbed me of my life. Only of my enjoyment of an English cream tea. What a luxuriously small price to pay.
And chin up. I've been told we've gained ground at Ulu and Artois. The Germans will be retreating in no time.
But what about Bulgaria? It looks as if we'll be at war with them too come 10 o'clock.
Yes, but whatever happens, I think you've done your bit. More than your bit.
Oh, no. I have to get back just as soon as I can.
Isabel, please, think of yourself, your health.
I am. I don't fit in here. I feel I can only be with people who've lived through the same things as I have.
I can assure you, I give you my word, I'm working for the war with army intelligence. I just can't say anything more than that at the moment.
I don't want you working for the war. It's disgusting and inhuman and what's it for? Does anyone even have a clue?
It's for a better world. Isabel, what is it?
How can murdering people ever make anything better?
Find out more about World War I on the BBC online.